And now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goober, Goober!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we're screwed.
We are.
Aren't we? We awaited the coming of the Lord, and we have now been smote by his mighty sword. Screwed. We've got a word of the week, but can't find it.
Okay.
All right, so it was really good. Thanks very much for sending that. That was brilliant, whoever it was. Yeah, thank you. Great.
Fantastic.
Stuff. Great stuff.
Uh-huh.
I have another word of the week, though.
Okay.
It's a phrase of the week brought on last night by... Always looking. Yeah, and she said she walked into a room that Felix Hamboy had recently fragrated.
Right.
I don't know if that's a word. That could be a word of the week. But it basically, he drops his guts like a badden.
Biological process.
Yeah. I know, these things happen. Anyway, she walked in, nearly fainted, and then when she recovered her senses, shouted out, "For fuck's sake, Felix, it smells like a bishop's finger in here." Smells like a bishop's finger. The more you think about that, the more it gets really, really bad. And particularly as Lord Bishop was on as well. It was funny. It was, the two weren't connected.
Yeah.
Unlike the Belgians' interest in confectionery. Right, so anyway, this week we've got some fabulous music this week. I'm going to play the first one straight away, right?
Okay.
This band, they sent us this, right? This is a band called Knox. They sent us an album that encouragingly was called Psycho Radio Boom Boom.
Nice.
Right? I thought, oh, that'll be in English. But they sent me a message with it saying, by the way, this is all in Italian. So I decided not to play Bioe Sangue Mela Strada, because I thought, you'll never sort that out.
No.
And I thought, we can't play Il Ballo del Blocchetto, because you'll never be able to
spell that.
Yeah. So we're going with the title track, the first track, track one. You know, I don't usually play track one, but track one is brilliant. This is Rato Rey. We'll do it a bit afterwards, yeah?
Okay.
This is Rato Rey.
Yeah.
Salvatore there by Knox. That is brilliant. I absolutely love that. Now, are we going to let slip that we're not going to be saying who the people on the beds are?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because we haven't got...
Let's be honest about things here.
Yeah, we've got beds. You can hear them, but we can't because we're having to add them later because somebody forgot a lead.
A little cable's gone straight.
There's a tiny little cable that's vitally important to the making of Punky Radio is somewhere else. Is it in the treehouse?
It is.
Because we're in the Highlands Lodge this week, of course. Right, that was Rattore by Knox, and it's from their album Psycho Radio Boom Boom. Tony, now, I reckon this week that it's such a stick-on for you to win it that I've had to make things a bit more difficult. So what I want to know is, first of all, what is Knox's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Knox.
It is. That's Tony Wong, probably being internet nil. Now, for another point, what is their website?
Knox.it?
No, knoxandroll.com. So that's probably being his net one, Tony one. And we've given Knox, and we've given out two web addresses, so everyone's a winner.
Everyone's
there.
Everyone's a winner.
I think, yeah. Right then, well, I'll tell you the people who are winners, in my opinion, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. People on MySpace.
Okay. Oh, smooth.
And MySpace, latest comments this week. If you would like to leave us a comment, we've had quite a few in, again, thank you. Do it. If you're on MySpace, add us if you haven't already. And I might have a funny story about someone who's added us on MySpace, but recently. That'll be on next week's show, I think, next week's show.
Okay.
Very funny story. I'm quite scared, right? I really am quite. Something bad could happen. But it's a fabulous way to get a message out there in Punky Radio Land. Don't bother sending us a message on MySpace. Just leave us a comment. As Wicked Radio did. Our friends, hello to everybody listening on
hello.
Wicked Radio. I don't know why I waved then, they can't see
sure.
us. Hello. I thought I'd maybe camp it up a bit, Bishop's finger. Hey guys, just stopping by to let you know about your awesome success on Wicked Radio. We are now airing Punky 6 days a week on wickedradio.org. Punky reruns air Monday to Friday at 9 PM Central Time. That's Birmingham. And Saturday has the latest episode at 9 PM. We're like the Simpsons of Wicked Radio, man. It's brilliant.
Ace.
Don't be a smacktard. No, he just left it there. He just said, don't be a smacktard. Not listen to Punky or listen to Wicked Radio. Just don't be a smacktard. Sound advice. What no, Punky? It's Tuesday night. Get it together, smacktards. Great show last week, by the way. Stu. Thank you, Stu. If you'd hung about a bit, it did show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was just impatient. Fair enough, some of the listeners are keen. The thing is, you put the show up, but yeah. I didn't get around to doing anything about it in terms of letting people know about
right.
it because I'm a useless eejit.
And I think I forgot to put the MySpace people up because I was in... Well,
oh,
I didn't
you?
Forget.
You
I
didn't just, forget
I was
you
in
were
Germany.
In Germany, yeah.
Yeah.
It's no, it's no excuse.
It's cool.
Thank you to everyone... I've missed one out. Cheers from New York City, guys. Oh, I'll have to read this differently. God blimey, governor! Cheers from New York City, guys! About the accent, it is all about getting the birds. Know what I mean? I put a great big huge advert for your show at the top of my page. Thanks again, Johnny Dongle. He's putting that voice
he's
on.
He's not lying either,
he's
is
he? Not lying. No, he's fantastic, man, which is why I think we're playing him again this week. I think, let me
are
see
we?
Here. Yeah, we might be playing him in but one song's time.
Oh, excellent.
Well done, Johnny, you're back on. Yeah, he's I knew what he was doing there. As soon as I heard that, I thought, he's doing that just to get the birds in New York City. It's clearly working. The bloke's having a great time. Thank you to everyone who attended our last event. It was a very busy night. This isn't ours, obviously.
Okay.
Thank you to Luna Vegas, who played a blinding set, and to Dead by Mono Records for an excellent DJ set. 7th of June, so I'm reading this out. 7th of June at Creepers, we will be doing a promo night for Calabrese, the world's greatest honor punk band. I think that says it. And horror punk band, that will make more sense.
Okay.
We will have giveaways on the night from them. Also playing live will be Hollywood Suicide, why I'm reading this
very
out.
Very nice.
Friends of the show, Hollywood Suicide. And we have DJ Grimly Fiendish, from Misery of Sound, joining me on the decks for a night of horror punk and psychobilly. It does sound great, which I'll go, but I've got me kicking legs with. And I'm also reading this out because King Kurt tickets now on sale for only £12 from ticketweb.co.uk, and it's limited to only 100. So get them quick before they sell out. King Kurt are playing there soon. King Kurt are playing the Old Angel.
No.
In Nottingham, yeah. That's why there's only 100 tickets on sale. You got to go, Tone. You got to go. So do that, creepers, and check out, the links are all on our MySpace page as well. Oh dear, when my new boss mentioned that she had a boyfriend, I'd always suspected she was an upside downer. I should not have said, really, how did you meet? Punky style, black cat. So, we affect some people. Yeah, so anyway, they and those are the MySpace comments for Almania. Did you watch Eurovision?
No, I saw the last minute in Germany.
Right.
And I just thought, oh, I wonder what the results are. And it was the last song Russia was on.
Yeah.
Fucking bottom last.
We were joined last, yeah.
With Germany and England, obviously.
We were joined last because we've got no one to vote for us. But the voting was different this year because a lot of the people that normally vote for each other had been split up by the semi-finals. So they couldn't vote for each other. That's why you had different ones in the final. I like the Finns again. Obviously. I like the Finnish metal, mate. There's a lot of it about. They weren't as outrageous as Lordi, but they were the same sort of thing.
I really like that Lordi.
Lordi was great.
Rock Hallelujah, whatever it was called.
Whatever it was called, it was glorious. Podcast alley, Tony?
Yes. It's a new month, everyone. 2nd of June-ish, when you'll be hearing this. So do vote for us. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. Top of the screen, there's an important, please vote for us link.
It is important.
Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. In fact, we'll probably read all of them out. So, vote.
We read them all out.
Yeah.
And say what your favourite band was as well.
Yes. And we'll do a special at some point soon.
Yeah, at some point.
Okay, here are the top five.
If we can ever get our heads out of our fucking arses.
And find that cursed lead. Punky rocks. Good music, good comedy. There's not much else to be said. I love Punky.
Great guys.
Loving kisses. Chris from Indiana. Yeah, great guys.
Great guys. Thank you, Chris from Indiana.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Punky, cracking show.
It's quite boring, Indiana.
Is it?
Of the states in America, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't bother with it.
Need to see the new Indiana Jones film as well, thinking about it.
He's not boring.
No, I can, that might be all right.
Yeah. If they changed Indiana, if they made it Indiana Jones, the state of Indiana Jones,
yeah,
that would be much more fun. Suddenly I'd want to go.
You handed your whip on the entrance of the stage.
Yeah, and go,
your whip and hat.
Yeah, just watch out. They basically say, watch out for Germans, Russians, Indians.
Guys with big swords.
Blokes with big swords. Most of the Arab world. They haven't left a lot, have they, really? They said, but the Belgians are all right. Strangely enough, I don't think there's been a bad Belgian. Has there been a bad Belgian in Indiana Jones?
Don't know.
There will be somewhere.
Maybe the new one.
There will be somewhere. Well, the next one's going to be called Indiana Jones and the Bad Belgian. There's going to be some dirty pedo in the corner. Who can't decide whether to speak French, Dutch or Flemish.
Nice.
Sorry.
Anyway, Punky, cracking show, keep up the good work, dudes. And that's from Kev. Kev from El Draco.
Thank you very much, Kev. The first bloke I ever sacked from a band.
Oh, bless.
Bless him.
Rock. From Martin Chittle.
I don't know.
Chittle.
You're reading it.
Chittle.
Chittle. Right, let's just call him Martin, shall we?
I'll call him Martin, yeah, that'd be fine.
Is it Martin or Meerton?
Thank you for that, Martin.
Martin.
More El Draco. They make me moist.
They make me moist also.
That is from Gab, who is El Draco, singer.
So basically, we play El Draco on the show, and it's the one week they all listen, and then they make out like they're their own fans.
Exactly.
How sad. Great band, though. Great band.
All right.
Yo, ho, ho.
One last one. Punky Radio. Sounds like an old granny with a club stood next to a dying badger bleeding from the ears, except it's a lot more melodic to our ears. Top stuff. Get your grinds listening to it. Don't forget to vote. Cheers.
They've made that up.
Made that up?
They've made that up. It doesn't sound like that at all.
But hey, that's some cheese, and we like cheese.
We do like cheese. I'll tell you somebody who really likes cheese.
What's
Vic
that?
And the Vic. She loves a bit of cheese.
Really?
She goes to... There is a local producer of local products around here.
Okay.
Yeah, who specialises in some really funky cheeses. And she has cheese and wine parties. And forget. She's the only person that I know who has cheese and wine parties and doesn't bother about the wine.
All right.
She fucking loves cheese.
Oh, blimey.
We've got news about the Vic, actually. There might be some very interesting things happening in a barn outside of there. I'm quite excited. Anyway.
Okay.
Time for the next track, yeah?
Yes.
Right. We've had the Italian way of life. Now this is the Chords, vintage mod band, on the Captain Mod label.
Yep.
Which is basically Captain Oi, but It's got mod on the end instead of oi. Mm. And this is from their best of the mod singles collection, which is out now. They're all most of them are in other bands now as well, and I've been in touch. They might send some other stuff. We've played one track off here, but I can't remember which one. So hopefully it wasn't the one we're playing this week.
Nice.
I don't think it is. It's track 10 of a 20-track album that's very, very good. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Chords MySpace page?
MySpace.com/thechords.
No, MySpace.com/thechordsUK. The Chords suck. Yeah, the Chords UK. So that actually, I'm slightly surprised. I don't know why I thought you'd get that. It's Paulie B on the Internet 2, Tony 1, and this is The British Way of Life. Yes, indeed. This is the British. Did you notice what I did? I said, right, you've had the Italian way of life.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? And then I knocked in at the end. This is the British way of life, like that, you know, because that is the British way of life. That is. Actually, the British way of life is to do very little and moan about the fact that nothing's getting done. That seems to be what happens in this country, isn't it? We don't do very much, and then we moan about nothing getting done. I do loads and just moan about the... Oh, I've gone moaning about my guts today. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
It smells like a bishop's finger over here, my friend. Let me tell you. In fact, I could use Lord Bishop's finger to plug it up.
If you ask him nicely.
I don't think I'll have to ask nicely. No. He's the king of sex rock. He's up for anything. Treat me like a dyke.
Yeah.
Well, that's wrong on a few levels as well, isn't it?
It is a little bit, yeah.
I wonder what the beds are right now. Anyway, Tony.
Who knows?
What I am quite pleased about is we've got a poetry corner.
Oh, excellent.
And we've got a Poetry Corner apology that I have to make as well. The last time we did Poetry Corner, we did a poem by a lovely bloke called Ruthus, who is in fact a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I messed up there. She's probably actually Ruth US. I hadn't really thought of that. I thought this bloke can't spell Rufus.
That would make more sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's probably Ruth US. So anyway, thank you very much, Ruth. She was really chuffed, actually. She was pleased that we read it out. She said, I was pleased you said it was rubbish as well, because I posted it on a poetry site and everyone said, oh, what a wonderful poem. I went, yeah, they're all a bunch of wankers. Anyway, this week we've got Mike Fitzsimmons. He does fit him just. Yeah. Mike Fitzsimmons. And he's got open brackets, Fitz, close brackets, like that makes any difference at all. But anyway, thanks, Mike. He's done two. We've got their limericks again. Right, the first one I think is a bit rubbish. The second one I think is genius. Okay. All right, so here goes the first one this week. And if you would like to send us a poem to Poetry Corner, do send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, Poetry Corner. And I love getting them. I love them. I don't care how shit they are. If they're brilliant, even better. Beg pardon, sorry, it's coming out of both ends now. I need the bishop to shut it up. I don't want the bishop back. I'll tell you what, though. He's useful with a pair of marigolds.
Isn't he just?
Isn't he? Because, like, there were so many people in the Hireman's Lodge last night that we didn't actually stay here. We went round with mums.
Yeah.
Came, and what a great decision that was, because we came back here and they'd all tidied the place up and fucked off.
Brilliant.
Perfect guests. Anyway, here you go. This is Fitz's two limericks. Here's the first one. This is called The First Limerick I've Ever Written. Fair enough. He's putting the work in. It is. I met a nice girl and got married, but then she became a bit harried. For strife in her life, my wife took a knife and then literally my heart she carried.
Nice.
It's quite good. It's all right. I don't think it's that funny. But it doesn't have to be, does it? It's a good poem. I didn't say they've got to be funny. Shut up, Paul. That's a great limerick, Michael. Take it back.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the best one. Yep, right. So the first one was called "This." The first limerick I've ever written. The second one is called "Here's the Second." There once was a... Ow, fuck, bees! I think that's brilliant. That is inspired, Mike. That's a haiku, not a limerick. Is it 3, 4, 5? No, it's not a haiku. Only 7 syllables there. But yeah, would you like me to read that one again? Did you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to read it again anyway. There once was a... Ow, fuck, bees! Yeah, that's good, that. Well done. Oh, you know, the power of the Alfuck Beats made me... I dropped another banger.
Dropped another banger.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I do have a twat. Thank you all for your nominations so far. I always need more, particularly if you can beat this week's twat, which, frankly, isn't very good.
You can't get enough twat, Tony.
I can't get enough twat. Email me.
You want to be swimming in it, don't you?
Swimming in twat. Wouldn't that be nice? Tony at
That's made the mystery help and pull a funny face.
Tony at punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination.
Well, I haven't said we've got a mystery helper this week, have I?
No.
No. Well, you know now.
Okay.
We've got a mystery helper.
I wonder
helper.
Where the coffee came from.
Yeah. Well, you call it coffee.
It's nice. How rude. Okay, this is quite a short one.
Really?
Yeah. And it's also the short twat. This is from someone who claims to be Bill Gates. I don't think they are.
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it is.
Most of the big businessmen and world leaders are regular listeners to Punky Radio. Well, I mean, we've got most of the North Korean regime listen every week, don't they?
That's true. But they can't let us know.
No. But we know they're listening. They're always listening.
Okay. Right, this... They've nominated two. It's unfortunately it's a teacher, which, you know,
that's not like us.
Yeah, and I don't agree with the first one, but I do agree with the second one.
Okay,
I see what you think.
All right.
My history teacher, Mr. Quinn, is a twat.
I didn't know you had a history teacher, Tony.
No, I didn't. I thought I took geography. he says, "I'm."
I tried to take geography, but I couldn't find a classroom.
Mr. Quinn, he says he's going to put me on detention for attempted murder. All I did was put scissor to my mate's throat as a joke.
Yeah, that's quite a jokey thing to do.
Isn't it just? So, I don't agree with that one. What, the second one?
Hold on, hold on. He's threatening to send him to prison for attempted murder.
No, to put him in detention.
Put him in detention?
Yeah.
What are you in detention for? Didn't do my own work. What are you in detention for? Attempted murder. Sir, can I sit over there? Hide the sharps. That is a brilliant thing to be in detention for. This teacher's a genius. You can't twat this one up. That's brilliant.
It's all right. And also, his RE teacher, Miss McAnulty, for making me take my Beatles, AC/DC, Hendrix, Rolling Stones,
You can end this twat with my RE teacher.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't need any more than that. We don't need any more information.
Okay.
Name and shame the bitch.
Okay, you ready?
No.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, I'm absolutely positive. Oh, hello.
I'm now ready.
Okay.
I'm now ready.
So, Mr. Quinn and Miss McAnulty.
No, we're not doing Mr. Quinn. I'm not having that. He's a genius.
He's a genius. No. Okay, so.
But we'll do Mr. Quinn first, but we'll say he's a genius. All right?
Okay.
All right?
So, Mr. Quinn from Belfast
is a genius. Yeah, that's better. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
And Miss McAnulty
is a twat! There we go. My most aggressive twat.
That is quite aggressive.
RE teachers, man.
Really?
That's just teaching hate. It is. It's teaching hate. All the wars in the world start because of religion.
It's true.
So if you teach people religion, you're teaching them hate.
You're a warmonger.
You're a warmongering, Bible-bashing record breaker. Holy war zones, Batman. Speaking of holy war zones,
yeah,
Johnny Dongle's bedroom. Now, Johnny Dongle is our new mate in New York. He used to just be a mate in York. Now he's a new mate in New York. I think he might be Spanish or something, and he's just putting on this Dick Van Dyke accent to get the chicks, but it's working. He's got a great album out. We played Sorry Simon last week. Not our usual fare. Is it really? It's quite...
No.
For us, it's quite poppy and quite light and quite nice. Anyway, the album's called A Fit of Nowhere. We did play a track a fortnight ago, I think. And we're going to play another track this week because it's called Radio Caroline.
Okay.
Right. And Punky Radio is a modern-day Radio Caroline, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. I think so. Fighting against the system. Like two modern-day Robin Hoods.
That's right.
Oh, no, that's the Dukes of Hazzard. Sorry. Easily confused. Bo and Luke Duke, Hairy Cornflake. That will mean nothing to so many people in the world, like everything else we do. Anyway, we're going to play track 7 off it, and I rather thought we'd play it now.
Trust the ones that got wind. Everyone is looking after you. On the streets and through the air, marching orders from millionaires. Advice from those who haven't got a clue. Just listen, baby. They try to squeeze. Every time you try, how to breathe. Radio, 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 Caroline. Radio, 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 Caroline. I always listen for your heartbeat in the sky. Shout it out with a breath of freedom. Clash of sounds to unite the king. listen, baby. They try to squeeze. Every time you try, I breathe. Radio, radio, radio.
Radio Caroline by Johnny Dongle. This is Radio 4. After the next track, the shipping forecast. Why don't I put that down I don't know. We haven't done our dongles yet, have we? So, Tony.
Excuse me?
That was Radio Caroline by Johnny Dongle. What I want to know is, what is his MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Johnny Dongle.
It is. How are you spelling Johnny?
J-O-N-N-Y.
Very good indeed.
Always
Mr.
learning.
Tony's always learning. It's that memory thing you've got going there, isn't it?
It's amazing, yeah. Especially after last night.
You clearly rebooted when you woke up. Yes, myspace.com/Johnny Dongle. Probably been the internet too. Tony 2. Halfway stage, controversial. Normally only best of 3, but it's been best of 4, and it's evenly split at present. Will it go to penalties?
God,
will you
happen?
Be a crying Terry? Who knows? Anyway, Tone, have you had a chance to have a look at that there, GoDaddy, yet?
Oh, I've been so busy.
I'll tell you what. Let me tell you about it.
Okay.
Our friends at GoDaddy.com, essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
sales,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart, and easy podcasting, so all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves. After all, everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provided, that's
PUNKY1.
You can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code. That's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because that's dangerous.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet web hosting needs.
Very nice.
Thanks very much. I know you read it properly. Essentially.
Now yeah. They got the message.
Yes, basically, GoDaddy is good, and if you put in the PUNKY code, you get extra discounts. We can't possibly go through everything that there is on that site, because it's massive and there's loads of stuff on there, and they're now advertising in the mainstream media in the UK, of course, with their GoDaddy ads, yeah, on the television.
On the telly, right? Really?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Did they ask us?
Is it for permission?
No, to be on it.
Oh, right, yeah. They should have had us, why aren't we in the GoDaddy advert? I'm going to stop talking about them.
Yeah. My Christmas
card. They're shit. No, it's good. It's good, basically. It is a good deal. We've had quite a few people from have come through PUNKY Radio to get stuff from GoDaddy, and the feedback's all been there. Actually, it's a really good deal.
Yeah.
So fair enough. All right. Tony, you have to say something for a minute.
Yeah. Don't forget, people, iTunes is always the best way to listen to us. So do make sure you're subscribed to
Actually, that's
to
not
iTunes.
Strictly true, Tony. The best way to listen to us is in a bath of vodka with a big spliff in your hand, surrounded by mermaids.
You got me beat there.
I know. That's the best way to listen.
But apart from that,
because they'd all be pissed iTunes. As well, because they'll be swimming in it. They'd all be pissed mermaids.
They drink for the gills, don't they?
Yeah, they're the best kind. They're the best kind. You don't want a sober mermaid. They're boring as fuck. I've been with enough. Oh no, that's seals.
Okay.
Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, subscribe to iTunes. And why show on iTunes? If you go to our music store page, one of the ways of doing it, if you go to punkyradio.com, and on the left there is an iTunes link. Hit that. Fair enough. Hit that, and you'll be taken to our music store page where you can subscribe, and you can also review us and do reviews, people. 5 stars only, if you can, and we'll read them out. We did the UK and the US, but if anybody out there in like in Canada maybe, or Canada, Chantel, looking at you, would like to print out the would like to print out the reviews, then we'll read those out as well. Or if you want to record yourself, read them out, even better. Saves us a job. Brilliant. That'd be ace. Oh, you're back.
No,
okay.
I'm just pleased it's all working. Basically, I couldn't find the next record.
Oh, okay.
It's been discussed.
Has it been cleaned up?
Yeah. It's been discussed most recently.
Yeah.
By the mystery helper, who said, why have you got all them wires and that? Well, how come people who make podcasts and that, surely can't you just get a program that does it and microphones and all that? And so, no, we depend on 1940s equipment going wrong for this show to work.
Yeah.
The thing that I'd missed out there was the 1970s equipment, also known as my head. I couldn't remember where I'd put the next CD, so I had to go and have a look for it. Well done, you covered that very nicely.
Nearly.
Nearly?
Nearly.
What, did you just run out of breath just before I sat down?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah. What I was going to do during this song, actually, this next song, actually, was go and try and have a shave.
Right.
But I think I'm going to have to wait for the one after this.
Okay.
Because this one's only 1 minute 57. And I don't have time to shave in 1 minute 57.
No.
And I am going to try, because we've both got to go to Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Immediately after we've made this, in different cars, and taking different routes. Oh, the lives we lead. Hip bone slim and the knee tremblers, Tone. I haven't got anything else to say, have I now?
Nope.
No. Hip bone slim and the knee tremblers. This album grows on me daily. Why is that? Because I listen to it daily.
Okay.
It's absolutely brilliant. I love it. And once again, the track we played off it so far, we played One-Legged Rock, which I believe I dedicated to Heather Mills.
Yes.
And that was the last track on it, track 14. Now, there are some great songs on it. The Shake Said Shake is fantastic. That's the name of the album. Brand New Head is great. Diddly Squat's great. Put a Rocket Up It. We haven't played that, have we?
No.
We'll play that soon. But I am going to play the first track.
Okay.
Because it's just such a great opening track. It's a great record. They're on Voodoo Rhythm Records. And seeing as I haven't written down their MySpace page here, I'm just going to give you a point for me being stupid.
Okay.
So basically, they are in our MySpace top friends, but I haven't written down the MySpace thing here.
I think it's Hipbone Slim.
Is it just Hipbone Slim?
Yeah.
I think it is, isn't it? Well, they have a bonus point. Fucking hell, now you're just guessing it right. So it's probably being in the internet too. Tony 4, and this is Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers, and we all got somebody that we want to kill. That was Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers, and we all got somebody that we want to kill, haven't we, Tone?
Yeah.
And someone I'd quite like to kill, of course, is Lord Bishop, who had a very good job at killing me over the last
two
years.
He tried.
He did. They showed up on Wednesday. gig was on Thursday, but they got the ferry out. He said, oh, by the way, there's five of us. The lodge was bursting at the seams.
It certainly was.
Bursting at the seams. And they said that they'd be here sort of Wednesday, early evening.
Yeah.
So I made plans to take them out into Hitchin. Mm-hmm. And we were going to go to the Vic, because Vic was selling off all of her beer.
Okay.
Brilliant idea, that is. She had a beer festival over the weekend, and all the ales that were left over were coming down in price as the night went on. I thought, get me in there. Unfortunately, they didn't show up till midnight because their ferry was delayed 3 hours because of high wind.
So this, all right.
I said, I had the same problem in the flat, but it didn't stop me doing anything. Anyway, they arrived at midnight, one giant American, three Germans and a Hungarian in a pear tree. And the thing is, I've been getting wasted all night anyway, and they got there and got wasted. So it was light, I think, when we went to bed. It was light.
Yeah.
So then Thursday, I was a bit wiped out. They all buggered off into lecture with flyering, leafleting. The Lord was just strolling around lecture in a really unseemly pair of shorts. Scaring people in to come into his gig, and it didn't work. The gig that night, the door staff couldn't find the venue.
Okay.
So the door staff were half an hour late. It's a good job it didn't kick off early.
Yeah.
The support band were Hazel Turner and the Screaming Cockroaches, Felix's band.
Yeah.
They brought the audience.
Yeah.
Because I didn't sell any tickets. Don't know what happened there, but there was like, unfortunately, they all stayed along all night. They were great. The Lord rocked.
He did.
Do you have a brief synopsis of your evening, Tony?
It rocked.
That's
basically it. Yeah.
That's certainly brief.
He's a big bugger, isn't he?
He's a big bugger, and he necked pretty much a bottle of Jack.
So we finished one on stage and started a second one before the end of the set.
Yeah.
And the one sneaked behind the massive merchandising stand.
I know. He had a bottle of Jim in there as well.
Did he?
For emergencies.
What do we want that?
Yeah. Yeah, he got stuck in. I mean, fair enough. He worked at a pace. And I managed to miss my favourite song. I must have nipped out.
Great ass.
Great ass. Yeah, which we are apparently going to get a copy of at some point.
Excellent.
They made the room. They made it look pretty.
It looked really good in there.
It was a great night. It was really good fun. As I said, as I introduced them, and now at enormous personal expense, please welcome from all over the world, Lord Bishop Rocked. Yes, it wasn't a cheap night for me. But it was great fun. We normally go into more detail about this. There's a couple of photos, but I didn't. No. We all got too leathered.
Yeah.
And didn't do the things we were supposed to.
I think I took a couple of videos on my phone and some pictures, but
yeah, but
they won't be good enough for anything.
Basically, the Lord was in my flat for 2 days. I haven't got a single photo of me and him.
No.
We've got no photo other than a few of them on stage. I've got no set. You know what I'm like with recording devices. No sound files, no funniness, no one shouting out Milky Pants in the background, nothing. No, this is Lord Bishop, you're listening to Punky, none of that.
No.
Didn't do anything. I have to book him again at enormous personal expense. Oh, bugger. So anyway, that was the first date of their tour. Mystery Helper, could you throw me one of those flyers? Thank you so much. Or alternatively, yeah, that's right, I'd rather get that one, throw another. That could have been. That was nunchuckers. Fucking take my neck off. Thank you, Mystery Helper. The Big Show Off Festival, which illegally has a picture on it of Punky Radio. They didn't ask for permission there.
Didn't they?
They've got. I didn't know Jordan had a Lord Bishop tattoo on her left breast. Came as news to me. Anyway, 29th, which was last Thursday, was Lectures Arts Centre, my gig. He spelled centre wrong. Bloody Americans. And then last night, which is obviously a few days ago, no, this evening, but it is in fact a few days ago, the Lincoln Inn, come up! Blackburn, Cellar on the third. So when's the show going up? Second?
Second or third year?
Second, Trillions Rock Bar, Newcastle. If you're in the area, go. Because I think the Trillions gigs are the ones you've got to talk to. Fourth, Black Market, what up? So are you maybe going to go there? Oh no,
I was going to go, but I think I might be down south.
You'll be down south, yeah. Grimsby on the 5th. at the Yardbird Rock Club. 6th, the Leopard in Doncaster. A lot of these are near the same. Right. Oh, he's gutted. Who's sorted this tour out? Yeah. Oh, dear. Warsop, Grimsby, Doncaster, all making sense there. Yeah. 7th, Riffs Bar, Swindon.
Right.
8th, Snooty Fox, Wakefield. That's badly sorted out. And then the 12th, the Mars Bar in Worcester. And the 14th, Redline Rock Club, Ramsgate. I see what he's done there. That's where he got the ferry into. He's organised. He is organised, yeah. That's why he fancied doing ours first. Right. It was on the way up from Ramsgate. And then he's got one in Ramsgate for the last.
Very nice.
Sensible. Nicely done, Lord. Nicely done. Do go and see him. How would you describe his act?
Excellent.
You're not helping me today, are you, really?
He's very good.
You did all that talking when I said, do some talking for a minute, and I just walked off.
Yeah.
And now he's gone.
He's very intense and he's massive.
He's intensely massive. And he's so into his sex rock, he even cut his thumb in the sound check.
Yeah.
While there was sound check, and he just lost it on a riff, went for a bit too hard and cut his thumb. And he wasn't the only casualty last night, because Coops from the Newtown Centre was there.
Yeah, he's
taken half his thumb off as well, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But they're still gigging when they show up. He's just playing bass. He's just 9/10 of a bass player, can't he?
Yeah.
He's a very good bass player, though.
Well, I've met him. Good guy as well.
Very, very nice bloke. And we've got a shared history, me and Keeks. Because we both worked with a bloke called Dave Phillips, who was genuinely insane.
Right.
With a capital I. In fact, you'd probably have to make the alphabet 27 letters long, thus discounting any chance of ever going out with me, by the way. Have I told you that theory?
No.
I refuse to go out with anyone from a country who doesn't have the requisite 26 letters in their alphabet.
Okay.
Because it just makes them mad. That's why the Poles have got 26, but 3 of them are Zeds.
Okay.
So I'm not having that. Welsh have only got 23.
Right. Oh, that's a shame.
So they haven't got the important things, have they? They haven't got Q. Welsh haven't got Q, J, and something else. Ones you need.
Yeah, something's important. Yeah, yeah.
X, is it Q, J, and X? They can't get in the Q to have a joint in an adult club. See what I've done there?
Yeah.
They can. Oh, I got to go in the Q. That's how they spell Q, C-I-W.
Really?
Yeah, C-I-W is Welsh for Q. See, so I can't go out with Welsh people because they've got daft letters. I'll probably never go out with anyone from China.
I mean, the German alphabet must be 30 something, isn't it?
Well, that's like I needed another reason not to go out with a German girl. No, it isn't the letters so much there as the hairy armpits.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I don't know how many of the German. Oh, they've got all that sharpest S nonsense.
Yeah.
All that,
it's at least one more, isn't it? Then they've got all the omelettes.
Does that
count?
They're not omelettes.
Omelettes?
They've got omelettes.
They make great eggs.
They've got really sharp S's and omelettes. You want to watch them? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It's omelet.
Omelet.
No, but an omelet's just a thing on top of it.
Right, so that's counted as another letter.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe it does. Yeah. That's going to discount the Scandinavians as well. I might have to rethink this.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you don't want to not be going out with Swedish girls, do you? Really?
No.
No.
No. That's my Swedish for no.
Is it?
Yeah.
Snood no. Bang on. Right, so anyway, basically, we had a great time. The merchandise stall is very impressive. He was selling pants again.
Yeah.
I don't know what. It was a great gig. They put on a really, really great show. Everyone was rocking by the end. Everyone was a new disciple. At the Church of Sex Rock, I think.
Yep.
And I probably will get talked into booking them again for December.
I think you probably will.
Of course I will. But this time I'm going to have on 8 support bands.
Yeah, have a block party with him.
Wouldn't that be great? Do you think we could get the old band back together? Come on, mate. We've got lives to lead here. It's 3:25. Shit.
Oh, shit.
All right. So, basically, Lord Bishop rocks. Yes, he does. His latest album is called Dirty Jams. We've played loads off it. We played loads off his previous album. He's got some other albums that we haven't got. I should have asked him about that, really. And we haven't played this track. This is a highlight for me last night. One of the last tracks I did in the set. A great live track. Also great in studio form. What's his MySpace again, Tone?
MySpace.com/LordBishop.
All you've got to do is type into the net sex rock and you will find him. That's Tony Five, probably being the internet too. Don't know, I've screwed that. And this is track 9 from the album. This is Wrong Side.
I'm on the wrong side, just looking in. I'm on the wrong side, just looking in. I'm on the wrong side, just looking in. My politics are left, not very right. My politics are left, baby, and not out of sight. I'm on the wrong side, just looking in. Wrong side. Evil sucks in my breath and rips out my heart. All the lies and all the manufactured art. I'm on the wrong side, just looking in. Wrong side, come on. Wrong side, just looking in, oh. Wrong side, oh. Please.
That was Lord Bishop Rock's Wrong Side. Great track, innit? Great album. Great man.
Yes.
I'm terrified. Although I have just been telling you about another great man, haven't I? Well, you say great. Let's keep this bit brief, then.
Okay.
Simply because we're really late. Sorry, guys. We would normally talk to you for a bit longer, but we are going to be sat in the worst fucking traffic ever. But I do want to just quickly tell you about the gigs this weekend that I'm doing in Hitchin Electric.
Yes.
Which feature Miles Jupp, a.k.a. Archie from Ballamory, and Brian Higgins, a.k.a. Scottish Reformed Alcoholic. Brian's been down before, it's Miles' first trip. Details on lastminutecomedy.com. It will be very, very good fun, and I've got a bit of new stuff as well that I'm not telling you about right now. Oh, there was something I was going to do this week on here, wasn't there? Did I? Because I can't remember what we did on the last two shows because we were drunk and I haven't actually listened to them. I can't remember whether I did the things I was going to do this week. I'm going to have to listen, aren't I?
Yeah.
Anyway, lastminutecomedy.com. Also, should we just go through all the bits and bobs? Do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do the thingamajig with iTunes. What, you have to subscribe?
Subscribe to iTunes.
Subscribe for us through iTunes.
Well.
And with 5 stars only. Do check out Wicked Radio and Hussy Skunk. Hello, Hussy Skunk. We keep forgetting to say hello to everybody at the start of the show. We need to start to do that. Hello, Hussy Skunk listeners. Hello, Wicked Radio listeners. And hello, all you freaks in Second Life.
Hello.
We still don't know about you, even though you're all trying to help us. I'm just an idiot. Will Trafalgar Hastings ever walk the streets of Trent Island? If he does, the first thing he's going to do is try and fuck a German bloke. Revenge.
Or find a poker table.
That's insane. That's madness. I've let the cyber rape of German males go. The idea of a game of poker.
Yeah.
That's insane. How sad am I? Yes, so you need to do that. Not bugger German blokes.
No.
You don't need to do that at all. And I only said that because there was that story, wasn't there, the rape case that the cyber rape case that a German bloke had gone Second Life, and the first thing he did was go and shag someone's avatar without their permission. I just don't know how you do it. I mean, that's fantastic. It's a great thing to be able to do, isn't it? I mean, I don't mean it's a great thing to be able to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, just the fact technology is so mad that you can actually have your own avatar. Someone else can be minding their own business, picking strawberries or something, just bending over to pick something up, and next thing you know, bang, cyberfuck. You just want, get off me. You're typing, ow, 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 ow. typing away. Oh, that hurts. Ow, ow, ow. It's just mental. Oh, the world's gone mad. We used to have to push poo around with a stick when I was a boy.
Yeah.
At Christmas.
Good times.
They were simpler times.
Yeah.
You know, nothing was in colour. We didn't have to worry about that. You know, I'd ride me bike or bill to get the loaf of bread. By the time I'd got back, I was covered in fucking soot because of all the fucking smog. And then we'd get back and I'd say, Mum, where's my stick? And where's that poo? He said, you can't push poo in with a stick till you've had your dinner. What's for dinner, Mum? Bread and dripping like it always fucking is. And here's a backhand of another. Yeah, my mum was, of course, from Devon. Alright, last track. This is a band not from Devon, but they are from punk rock heaven. Yes, indeed. The Lurkers, back with a new album, Fried Brains. We've played a few tracks of this already. This is a great album. Bill, from New York, who agrees with everything we do.
Yeah.
Obviously, because we're right, and he's very sensible. Bill, I had an email from him saying that he bought the Coxbow album. Did I ever discuss that?
No,
I didn't. And saying that I was right. It's excellent driving music, it's a great album, you can't stop listening to it. And he said, were there any others I would suggest? Yes, The Lurkers, Fried Brains. Same sort of deal, same sort of punk rock style. 14 great tracks. Here comes one of them right now. Oh, Tony, I will ask you now, what is The Lurkers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheLurkersPunk.
No, MySpace.com. Actually, this was, of course, for 4 points. MySpace.com/TheLurkersOfficial. It's probably be the internet 6. Tony 5. This is The Lurkers and go forward. Don't drink the blood of the disbelievers, it'll only make you ill. Then in time, I think you'll find that you have lost the will to go forward. Whoa, 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 forward. Yeah, forward. Whoa, 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 whoa. The leeches that hang around your door, they will eat away at you and rot you to the core. Go forward, whoa, 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 forward. Yeah, forward. Whoa, 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 whoa. I got a feeling deep inside of me, I know which way I wanna go. Let me tell you, baby, it ain't backwards. You're not the kind of person that I wanna know. Go forward, yeah, forward. Whoa, 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 forward. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't take the blood of the disbelievers, it'll only make you ill. Then in time, I think you'll find that you have lost the will to go forward. Whoa, 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 forward. Yeah, forward. Whoa, 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 forward. Yeah, forward. Whoa, 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 forward. Yeah, forward. Whoa, 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 whoa. So, that was The Lurkers and Go Forward, which is quite apt, really, because we're asking you all to go forward now and listen to something else till next week, because it's the end of the show. How we've got through this, I'm not looking forward to the next bit of my daytime. Next week's show, we've got a Manila PR special. They're back in the room. Well done, Manila PR.
Excellent.
We'd fallen off their radar. We fell off a few people's radars.
Yeah.
I think what happened was, basically, we didn't let everyone know when we left. When we left the bunker, I reckon he's done a right out of us. That Steve in there.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon a few things went there.
Okay.
I'm sure they did.
I think he would have told
us. And I'm sure a few things still go to the evil place.
I think the evil place is the one.
Yeah. But the long and the short of it is, they now know that we are in the Hiram's Lodge. And if you are a band and you want to send us a CD, do send it to Punky Radio, P.O. Box 266, Letchworth, S for sugar, G69BR. That's right, isn't it?
It is.
It is, right, yeah. Okay, cool. Have you got any famous last words, Tom?
Are you going to shoot me?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. No, not really. Let's drive. Great.
Oh, man, it's going to be... We both... We've been putting this off until the point when it's at its worst, and then we're going to go.
Yeah.
It's, just so you know, the route, if you care to look on a map, the route from the Highman's Lodge to Bournemouth, or New Germany, as I call it, is down the A1M, A414, M25, M3, M27, which on a Friday
it's gonna be juicy.
Is the biggest bottleneck in Western Europe. And we've both got to do it, and I've got to go and get petrol first. Anyway, Tony, I've had a lovely time. It's been a good show this week. We've got some cracking music next week, because basically I was going to make the show in advance, but we're too late, so we will be making it next week for once.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!
Oh, yeah! You're right! But you can't! But you can't, yeah! Gee,
member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.